Let's put it simply. Linda Eder has one of the best singing voices you'll ever hear. Now, journalists ought to avoid superlatives, but come on, listen for yourself.
Help you to discover.
That's Living in the Shadows from her new CD, titled Now. Linda Eder's been recording music for 20 years, but she's perhaps best known for her Broadway repertoire and her award-winning turn in the musical Jekyll and Hyde. Linda Eder joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Does that title, Now, hold any particular significance for you?
Well, I think we called it that. Well, for one thing, there is a track on there that is a lot of people's favorites called Now. But we chose that when we were looking for the right title for this particular project, and it fit because this marks the reunion of me singing the songs of Frank Wildhorn, who, of course, is my ex-husband, and we, you know, we had a long span of years together where I recorded so much of his music, and then we separated, and I went off on my own. So it's been about 7 years since I've done any of his music, even though he's been asking me every month to make a record. But I knew we would, but I really needed to do my own thing for a while, and I've so enjoyed that. But it's great, you know, to be singing his stuff again. So it's sort of Frank and Linda Now, what we do now.
You know, I was going to raise the matter of your musical partnership following your dissolved marriage delicately. I mean, it's going to just, you know.
Forge right in there.
but you forged right in there, which I guess suggests to me that you're pretty comfortable about it now.
Oh, yeah, very much so. We knew each other for a very long time. We've always gotten along. It was never it wasn't a bitter breakup or anything. It was, you know, I was actually the one instigated, so it wasn't like I, you know, a painful process to do his music again, as some people, you know, might think. It was, as far as those things can go, it was probably as good as it could be. So, and we have a son together, so we've always maintained a good relationship. Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to another track. This is Ordinary People.
Here we are. Two ordinary people in love. We once were solitary people, just crossing paths, looking for adventures to live on.
You write in the liner notes that this song was written for you years ago, but you didn't know how to sing it then. Help us understand that.
Well, I think, you know, someone who has a voice that is sort of gymnastic with a range and, you know, can make different colors, your voice is first and foremost to you a toy as a kid, and then you grow up. I was innately a musician, so of course I was thinking of it as an instrument, and I liked opera, but I never understood the words, so to me music was probably more melody-based in the beginning, and it isn't until you start experiencing life that you really start to pay more attention to the lyrics, and until stuff really starts happening to you in your life, you think you can relate to something, but you don't realize that you're not truly relating to it.
I've almost given up dreaming, caught in my daily routine. I began to slip into the cavern of your kiss.
What do you relate to in this song now?
Well, I haven't had a long romantic history. I've only, you know, I was only with a few people before I met my ex-husband, and then, you know, we had a long history together. As I said before, I was really the one that ended that relationship. Until so to that point, I'd never really had my heart broken. It wasn't until my next relationship that I finally had my heart broken, and then now I'm in a wonderful relationship. So I guess they always say you sort of have to go through those things in order to really know what's good, and I guess that's part of it.
Your voice has often been compared to that of Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand. First, make you feel like that's a hard act to live up to, or are you all right with that?
Yeah, I'm going to be perfectly honest and blunt and forgive me, fans, for putting you down. I don't mean to be putting you down, but, you know, my whole career I've been – fans will come up to me and say, oh, you're better than Barbra Streisand. And the polite Linda will look at them and say, oh, thank you very much. But inside I'm thinking, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. She's the best there is at what she does, you know, that type of music. You obviously don't have very good ears if you're thinking that, but I appreciate it.
Ooh.
You know? And that's my honest reaction.
Let me cut out my next five questions then.
But, people like what they like. And that's the one thing I have learned. I always thought that if I really like something, that must mean that the majority of the people out there really like it. And when you find out that that's not true, mm-hmm. it's pretty eye-opening.
Have you, over the years, ever wondered if maybe you should have done a zig this way or a zag that way to make certain that you did so much you'd be mentioned in, forgive the expression, the same breath as Barbra Streisand?
No, because I don't think I've ever been driven enough. I'm too happy. I had too happy a childhood and nothing drove me into show business. I didn't have that overwhelming, all-consuming 24/7, I got to do this. I had so many interests. I had a lot of ambition, but just I don't think I have ever had the amount of ambition that a lot of the people that make it to the top have. And also, I've had a taste of what that would feel like. Mm-hmm. When I left Jekyll and Hyde, all of that was full of people who wanted to talk to me and to see me. And so for a moment there, I realized what it would feel like to be at that upper echelon level as far as celebrity, and I just knew that I didn't want that. I could never live my life with that.
What didn't you like about it?
Just knowing that there would be never the freedom to walk down a street alone and not be bothered, you know, just to be free to be, you know, look around and not worry about anything, just be part of the environment.
Well, let's listen to the title track, if we could, of Now.
Now our world is gone forever now. We have been far too clever now. There is no place we own. Strange the way you touch me when you know just how it touched me, then you go, and I'm oh so alone.
Gosh, this is a great song.
Thank you. That was a lyric by Maury Esten, and was supposed to be from part of a song cycle album where they would write three songs for different romantic characters, and it never happened. That's a lot of these songs are sort of trunk songs. They didn't end up happening in their show or whatever, but they were great songs.
What's the song mean to you now?
This is one that, you know, my whole theory of classical music is that classical, or opera, I should say, is I never knew what the words meant, but it didn't matter because the melody was telling the emotion and the beauty of the voice was telling the emotion. And to me, this song, yes, there are words, but there are very few words and they're repeated twice. And the second go-around, I sing with myself and harmonize. And it's really more about the melody and the beauty of the melody, even though, you know, the lyrics are pretty. Mm-hmm. That's how I listen to classical music, obviously. It's because melody and tone can be emotional, obviously. Otherwise, how can a violin touch people's emotions?
Yeah. Linda Etter, her new CD, Now, is in stores, online, everywhere available, speaking with us from our studios in New York. Miss Etter, thanks so much. Very good talking to you.
You too. Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Then I'll know my soul is burning. Then I'll lose the pain of yearning, though that day is nowhere in sight. It's gone. Move on.
You can hear more from Linda Etter's new CD at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.